Welcome to the Hacking Happy podcast. My name is Penny Lacaso, and I'm the world's first happiness hacker on a bold mission to teach 10 million women how to flourish on their terms by 2025. The Hacking Happy podcast is recorded on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nations. I'd like to pay my respects to their elders, past and present, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land. This podcast is designed to help you reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel more of it towards injecting more joy, more presence, more calm, and more meaning into each day. If that sounds like something you could use a little more of, let's get started. Hello, you beautiful happiness hackers, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If you haven't met me before, if you haven't had me in your ears, my name is Penny Lacaso, and I am here with you on this journey called life, which we are all just trying to work the fuck out. Let's be honest. So today I'm going to start a little different. So just roll with me, friends, and welcome to any new listeners. The words were finally spoken. Like a volcano erupting, vulnerability spewed out of my mouth. Vulnerability that I had held onto for 37 years. So whilst the words, to be honest, were old, they'd formed like a good wine refined over the thousands of times I'd practiced that conversation in my head. Too afraid to let it out. But the time had come for my truth to be spoken. And when it was, the discomfort of a soul laid bare conversation was had. There were heaves of tears. Thankfully, ears on both sides that were wide open to understanding, even if the perceptions of the story that was told were too painful to hear. And now the load of ruminating over a conversation that had to be had has lifted from my shoulders, allowing an emotional blockage to be released and a heart to feel free, free to give to more of what lights a fire in my soul. Whew. That is a direct extract from my journal, something that I wrote over the weekend. This, my friends, is how it feels for me to step into my truth, my trauma. This is how it feels to truly own my vulnerability in the service of my growth and the growth of you, my beautiful listeners, my beautiful followers, and my amazing clients. It has never been more profound to me how we spend so much time trying to help everyone else as a woman, as a mother, and yet it's true what they say. We can't truly support others in the way that we have the true ability to and really want to unless we support ourselves first. Studying to become a trauma-informed therapist and a psychologist has held the mirror up to my need to start sorting through the shit of my own stuff in a way that I have never done before. And as you can probably tell from that excerpt that I just read for you, it's confronting and it's equally freeing all at the same time. It's this understanding of self that enables me to better understand and support beautiful humans like yourself. Now, all of this has got me thinking deeply about vulnerability, its pervasiveness in my life at the moment, and why it matters so much when it comes to both our health and our happiness. And it's for all of these reasons that I want to dedicate this podcast to the power of vulnerability and provide you with an open invitation to consider what a date with vulnerability would look like for you in the service of your own growth, in the service of becoming, in the service of returning to your true essence, the woman that you were born to be. Let's talk vulnerability. Vulnerability allows me to breathe again. It creates the space to release, to put ourselves out there as who we really are, to try something new and to take ownership of our growth. But most importantly, to return, as I said earlier, to our essence, to that which makes us whole, as the avoidance of vulnerability takes us further away from who we are. We cannot connect with our essence, our wholeness, without fully standing in our truth. And I can tell you, this is a practice. It is something that I myself will continue to experiment with for the rest of my life, because let's face it, it is not fucking easy. It is hard and it is uncomfortable. Now, here's the thing. Our friend, well, I'm hoping she'll become our friend. Our friend vulnerability gets a bad rap. If you look to the dictionary to define or to a definition of vulnerability, it states, vulnerability is the quality of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. It's a lot like fear. If you look up the definitions of fear, it's the same, right? Now, here's the thing. When you have a word that is defined like that, it doesn't really promote it as something you'd like to dive into, right? And it does not speak in any way, shape, or form to the benefits of vulnerability, which is crap. Like, there are heaps which we're going to have a play with. Now, this definition feels to me massively outdated, especially if we look to positive psychology and the evidence that it has uncovered when it speaks to how practicing vulnerability can support our emotional growth, our mental health, and our grit. So let's jump in, because I love a bit of research. Let's jump into the evidence-based benefits of vulnerability to empower us to harness the massive opportunity it provides to show up as the women we long to be. Now, I wrote about this in my book, which is the first benefit. The happiest people in the world are those who are emo diverse, which basically is short for emotionally diverse. Those who allow themselves to feel and process all emotions, both good and bad, are the people who are emo diverse, right? Those who don't try and squash or hide the yucky feelings. They truly step into this vulnerability when it comes to what shows up in their body and how they feel. These are the emo diverse. These people realize that there is a lesson in every emotion and trust that creating the space to process the feelings that aren't so great will allow them to come out the other side just a little better than what they were before. One of the benefits of vulnerability is that it makes us more emo diverse, which, as the evidence suggests, enables us to live happier lives because we get better at processing the stuff that doesn't feel great, making us happier and healthier. Number two, yeah, the second benefit is vulnerability can actually reduce anxiety. And man, do I know it based on the experience that I shared at the beginning of this podcast. I had a big release of vulnerability over the weekend with my father, and I won't go into all the details. It is long, it is big, and like you heard, it's complex, right? But here's what we know. The more we suppress a feeling and avoid vulnerability, the bigger that suppressed feeling grows. And that's what I experienced in that story I shared with you at the start. I had held on to specific feelings, be they correct or incorrect in terms of my perception, for 37 years. And I cannot tell you the weight that that carries and how it can consume us, which is why it is so powerful to step up and have some of these hard conversations. When we hold this vulnerability back, as long as I did, it acts like a dead weight in your body and occupies space that otherwise could be given to growth. Vulnerability gives you permission to stop avoiding what doesn't feel good and process it in a way that is constructive. Now, what this does is it helps us build neural connections in our brains that not all negative emotions are bad per se. So our brain starts to say, well, yeah, this doesn't feel great, but we know last time it didn't feel great and we worked it through. It was okay. It didn't turn out that bad. And we're more resilient. We're stronger because of it. That's what I'm talking about when I speak to this concept of neural connections. Vulnerability can strengthen relationships. This is the third benefit I want to explore, and build trust and intimacy in ways we have never considered. The perfect example of this was, if you're not familiar with my work, you know, a few years back, I stood on a stage and delivered a keynote in my bathing suit to 120 professional women to demonstrate the power of getting vulnerable, of getting comfortable in discomfort. And the connection that that created with the women in that room and the impact that vulnerability had off the back of that moment out in the world when it went viral on social media and was published in media all around the world blew my mind. So if you're not familiar with that, you can find that keynote on my website, hackinghappy.co. You can find a blog on why I did it in my blogs on hackinghappy.co, or you can just Google it. It will come up. Penny Lacasso, bathing suit speaking. Enjoy. A lot of people find it very amusing and equally inspiring in terms of vulnerability.
Hey there. Thought I would just press pause for a moment and ask you. Do you lay in bed at night wondering, is this it? How much is enough? And what the hell am I walking into tomorrow? Do you then wake exhausted, no matter how much sleep you've had? Do you feel like you're operating in robot mode, like nobody's getting the best of you? And perhaps you keep telling yourself, when it's all done, then I'll make time for me. But the reality is, it's never all done, and all you keep doing is moving yourself and your dreams to the bottom of your to-do list. Perhaps you long to feel more present with the people that you love, more connected to meaningful work, and just a little more calm in each day. If this sounds like you, I want you to imagine. Imagine how it would feel to bounce out of bed with the clarity, the courage, and the confidence to live each day in alignment with the life that you've longed for. If you're ready to shift from existing to living, reignite your spark, supercharge your energy, and channel it towards injecting more joy, presence, and meaning into each day, Flourish Forward Coaching was created for you. Go to flourishforwardcoaching.com and book a free clarity call with me today. Now back to the podcast.
Benefit number four, vulnerability builds self-awareness. And like I always say, awareness is the first step to change. For without awareness, there can be no change. So a practice of vulnerability supports you in observing behavioral patterns that perhaps are not acting in your best interests, allowing you to identify and start to work through blind spots. When I read this out, I just love. There are so many gifts that vulnerability provides in terms of connecting with self better, in terms of understanding self better, in terms of understanding why we're behaving the way we do, and the opportunity that sits behind that to grow. If that is something like myself and many of my clients that you, my friend, are passionate about. Now, it's pretty compelling, right? These beautiful benefits of vulnerability. We know growth doesn't occur in comfort zones. Yeah. It lies on the other side of a date with vulnerability. So knowing what you now know about the power of vulnerability, I want to invite you to take just a moment to drop out of your head and into your heart space, into your physicality, into your body. And when you find your attention in that heart space, I want you to ask yourself, what am I hiding behind vulnerability and why? What would it look like for me to step into vulnerability? I wonder, what would your answer be? This, my friend, is an invitation to have an honest conversation with yourself. These are the ones I find most powerful. It's why I journal every freaking day, to hold myself to account, to call out the shit inside, to ask myself, what lies am I telling myself? I invite you to have this honest conversation with yourself. Ask yourself those couple of questions around vulnerability. Hit pause on this podcast for a moment. Journal it out, answer these questions, and then come back to me. Now, here's the thing. If you're new to this podcast, you need to know I am my own guinea pig, and I don't invite you to do anything I don't practice myself. So indulge me a little while I use this platform to provide you with my own example of how I would answer these questions around vulnerability in the context of where I'm at right now. Whew, this is why having a podcast is so good, right? There's no hiding. There is no hiding. And I have to share with you, this is extremely cathartic to do, even though it's uncomfortable. What's hiding behind my vulnerability? Well, for the past few weeks, what hides behind vulnerability for me are a few things. Firstly, I don't think this is going to come as a surprise to anyone. The economic climate this past few months, I have to be honest, has really challenged me. It's provoked me to invest in myself more, to get upskilled, and to get creative in what I offer my clients for impact so that I can support them in a way that is accessible to the many rather than the few. Because I know there are many of us feeling the challenge of the rising cost of living, interest rates going up, a lot of school fees are going up due to tax changes here in where I live, Melbourne. So I know I'm not alone. Now, what's interesting about this piece of vulnerability is that this means I have to try new things and really step out into spaces that are completely new, which you will see more of in the coming months. Things that make me feel uncomfortable because they may or they may not work out. But vulnerability tells me I need to try. I need to keep going. I need to hold the vision that I have to positively change the lives of 10 million women for the better. Now, secondly, vulnerability tells me I should talk about my loving dad, who has a serious physical disability that is advancing quicker than it has before, providing the realization that I'm now a support person for an aging parent, along with my beautiful brother and sister. And it's really lovely how we've come together to take on this role. Equally, it makes it very real that my parents won't be with me forever. Now, I get it. This seems crazy. You know, it's a natural part of life. I get it. I get life cycle. I get it. But it's funny how when life is pretty good and abundant, you kind of unconsciously feel immune from the pain of the potential loss of the ones that you love. Spending the last 2 weeks supporting my dad has made it acutely apparent that I am not immune, and that makes me feel vulnerable. Vulnerability says I should share that I have signed up to study my honours in psychology full-time next year because I want to get it done before I'm 50. I'm 48 at the moment and I want to knock it off next year so that I can qualify as a psychologist provisionally the year after. Now, the truth is I don't know how I'm going to make this work whilst running my business and giving to my family. For those of you who know me, you know, I invest very heavily in caring for myself and recharging my batteries and having harmony in my life so that I can give fully to the things that I want. So this juggle is going to get a whole lot more real and provide a new challenge next year. I don't have a perfect plan. So vulnerability tells me I need to trust the unfolding and release attachment to a fixed outcome and instead allow myself the opportunity to go with it and adapt if I need to once I'm in it. I'm just going to trust. Trust the process, even in the discomfort. So watch this space on how that lands. I'm sure to share that in future episodes. Now, what's interesting about my studies in trauma and psychology is that whatever I learn and create in these domains is directly transferable to the benefit of my clients, my subscribers, and my followers, which I absolutely freaking love. And I mean, this podcast is a beautiful example, right? It's come off the back of learning to become a trauma therapist. It makes choosing a topic, a thesis topic, which I need to do next year for my honours, exciting when I think about the impact that that piece of work can have once I finish it and seek to publish it. And if you've got any ideas or there's anything in particular you'd love me to research, I would love to hear from you. Feel free to send me an email at hello@hackinghappy.co. I'm really interested in exploring topics at the moment, so I'll just put that out into the universe and see what comes back. Okay, so now I've shared a couple of examples of how vulnerability is showing up for me. Let me share a little process I use to help me lean into vulnerability more often in the hope that it might empower you to do the same, in the hope that it might empower you to create these dates with vulnerability that I'm kind of framing this whole podcast around. So here's how my little process works. Step one is acknowledge. Ask your heart, what is making me feel vulnerable right now and why? The second step is to accept. Accept the opportunity that this vulnerability presents for growth. And if you need to go back to earlier in this podcast, there are so many benefits and opportunities that sit behind stepping into this discomfort. And so accepting that gives you permission to bring vulnerability to the fore. Step three, detach. When we are not attached to an outcome, we provide the space for an unfolding of possibility that we may not have seen or considered. So don't be attached to what the outcome is going to be if you step into vulnerability, because I'm guessing more often than not, it will not be what you expect. So detach from the outcome, detach from all this rumination around what could happen, and look to the benefits of how this can enable you to grow. Two ways to look at everything, remember? Step four, compassion. My favorite word at the moment, a word that must permeate this little process that I'm giving you for the magic of vulnerability to unfold. Compassion for yourself and compassion for others. Ask yourself, as you're working through this vulnerability, what would compassion look like for me in this process? And equally, what would it look like for others in the service of stepping into this vulnerability? So the others meaning the people who are impacted by you owning your vulnerability. How can you be compassionate to them also? And the reason I put that out there is because often when we step into vulnerability, it might be like my story earlier, sharing something with someone, and we can feel, oh, we're in a vulnerable stage. You know, our central nervous system can be activated, which can trigger this fight or flight response. Just be cognizant of that, and bringing this concept of compassion around that with loving arms provides us with an opportunity to know how our body might respond, and equally bring ourselves back to a sense of groundedness so that we can show compassion to other people who are part of this journey, even if they're not responding in the way we had hoped. This idea of compassion, I like to think of it as it putting little ears on your heart, ears that hear what fear cannot. Now, I have to be honest, I did steal little ears on hearts, or borrow it, not steal it, from my beautiful friend Letitia Andrick. She used this at the recent retreat that we ran, and I love this idea of putting little ears on your heart. I think that kind of encapsulates what I'm talking about when it comes to compassion for self and compassion for others. So there you have it, a simple process, four steps: acknowledge, accept, detach, and be compassionate. Four simple steps to help you process and step into a date with vulnerability. So this is my invitation to go deep on your vulnerability and use this process to support you in making that date with vulnerability an opportunity to empower you to start showing up as the woman you long to be. You, my dear woman, have the right to return to your essence, your wholeness, and feel that spark within. If you'd like to explore a return to essence and what that could look like, I invite you to click the link in show notes and consider the transformation therapy sessions that I offer. Transformation therapy draws on what I'm learning from Dr. Gabor Maté, draws on my psychology studies and all of the work that I've done in change and supporting people in adapting with intention over the last 25 years. Transformation therapy provides a safe space for you to explore how you're feeling and how you might like to channel those feelings for growth, particularly vulnerability. This beautiful experience sits at the intersection of coaching, psychology, and trauma therapy to support you in unlocking that which is holding you back from showing up as this woman that you long to be. So if that sounds of interest, I will drop the link in show notes. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode as much as I have. Until next time, beautiful human, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining me on today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. Reviews are so important to empowering more beautiful humans
just like you, to lead wholehearted and flourishing lives. If you enjoyed your listen, I'd love if you could take a moment to leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. If there was something that resonated from this conversation, I invite you to take a screenshot and share your thoughts on social media. Tag me in so I can respond. If you've got a friend you feel needs to hear this episode, copy and paste the link and drop them a message now. It might be exactly what they need. Until next time, happiness looks good on you.